You are listening to Real World News.
Maribel Bueno of Conamori, Paraguay, describes the massacre of Coroguetí. The Human Rights and International Solidarity Mission with Paraguays in Coroguetí, where massacre against peasants took place in June that led to President Fernando Lugo's ousting. There are meetings planned with the families of the victims and with communities organized in the region, as well as with state human rights groups, in order to draft a report that will account for the human rights violations in terms of access to the right to food, and to be submitted before multilateral agencies such as UNASUR, the OAS, and the United Nations. Maggie Balbuena to Real World Radio, quote, "Over 2 months after the incidents, there is still impunity and uncertainty. Our mission is to support this process and to move forward towards finding answers, since there won't be a solution for the peasants who are dead. But we can at least find justice and demand an investigation of the incidents, the release of the jail peasants, and a compensation for the family of the victims." Maggie is the leader of the National Coordination of Rural and Indigenous Women, a member of La Villa Campesina Paraguay, and part of the mission. On her way to Canindeyu department, Maggie described the territory as a big space colonized by the soy business, where the Paraguayan state has no power, but it is an area controlled by businessmen. The area is spiritually dominated by Brazilian agribusiness. After the massacre, the area has remained militarized. In spite of this, the families and friends of the murdered peasants are still camping there, waiting for the Paraguayan state to take action. Maggie said the extreme poverty, the illiteracy, and concentration of lands are some of the heritage left by the 4 decades of military dictatorship under Alfredo Stroessner's rule, whose political heirs are the parties that support Federico Franco's regime. The coup d'etat left no room for Paraguayan social organizations, he said. An example of this is the case of Maggie herself. Together with other social leaders, she faces a criminal trial for purported blocking of roads in Caguasu department while she was participating in demonstrations against the coup staged by the parliament. The total lack of legal guarantees makes Maggie's fate uncertain. The mission of solidarity with Paraguay is made up by members of organizations of the Latin American Coordination of Countryside Organizations, Via Campesina, the Service for Peace and Justice, Friends of the Earth, Paraguay, and BASE, as well as foreign delegations such as FAIN International, the Human Rights Research and Sustainability Group of the UNESCO Chair at the Universidad Politécnica de Catalunya, Real World Radio, Friends of the Earth International, and the Global Campaign for the Agrarian Reform. Maggie also talked about the need to raise awareness about the Paraguayan situation at a regional and global level, since local media are involved in a campaign of criminalizing the social struggle, even more so after the coup. On November 22nd, there will be an ethical trial against the Paraguayan Congress because of breach of their constitutional, political, and ethical duties that led to Lugo's ousting. Paraguay continues to be internationally isolated. Its membership from Mercosur has been suspended, and there are very few countries in the region that have recognized Franco's government. The mission is planned to end on September the 12th. CLOC and the social movements towards ALBA have already done missions after the Coroguetí incident.
You are listening to Real World News.